Hello. Today we'd like to announce a new chapter for Radical Exchange. Writer and philosopher Hannah Arendt concludes her otherwise dark book, Origins of Totalitarianism, with the hopeful message that humanity's greatest capacity is renewal, the capacity to begin again, to imagine and bring about new and better common futures. In other words, when we hear the end is near, let's remember renewal is here. Many are starting to think about and plan for what comes after traditional democracy. And it's quite clear that technology will be at the center, but it's not at all clear that it will be democratic renewal and digital democracy. That will take a concerted generational effort, renewal at every level of social organization. It is in this spirit that we lay out our plans to renew our ideas, our foundation, and our community. With the release of Radical Markets came an exhilarating first wave of basic building blocks for renewing democracy. Tools like quadratic voting, self-assessed licenses sold by auction, and data unions. Amazingly, diverse communities actually started applying the ideas. We started seeing some of the potential realized. But we also saw socio-technological limitations. The basic premises were often too individualistic. Research progress, even in organized working groups like the one for the Data Freedom Act, depended on just a handful of people. We amplified important experiments in Colorado and Taiwan, in various sectors of Web3, and in our own community. But the groups and their learnings remained largely silent. Moreover, we've come to realize these were not endpoints, but first steps into a new academic field and technological paradigm we're calling plurality. It's an ambitious agenda for technology and digital democracy, offering fellow travelers a coherent vision and roadmap to coordinate and give common purpose to their efforts. Looking ahead, we'll reflect this in how we refer to our basic building blocks. Now, as plural technology for diverse cooperation. Quadratic voting becomes plural voting. Referring to it as plural voting better communicates how the mechanism helps groups locate common ground amidst their competing preferences, expressing the core plurality principle of fostering cooperation across diversity. Quadratic funding becomes plural funding. Plural funding better describes how the mechanism fosters emergent democratic communities and encourages a plurality of stakeholders to contribute to network goods. It also improves upon the simple version of quadratic funding by formally recognizing community structure through soul-bound or non-transferable community tokens. More on this in a bit. Partial common ownership is becoming plural ownership. Plural ownership conveys how in this system, the nature of property is neither public nor private, but more fluidly shared between current possessors of an asset and society at large. Intersectional identity becomes plural identity. Plural identity points toward a paradigm in which our digital identities can support increased digital agency, while also better reflecting the rich and multidimensional social characteristics that make us who we are, instead of the current status quo of rigid, universal credentials provided by large networks. We hope these changes in name clarify and elevate the social philosophy behind these systems. Plural technology expands democratic citizen engagement. It empowers cooperation to tackle the many existential risks facing us, and it expands meaningful freedom to choose and shape the communities that give our lives meaning. We are also continually renewing Radical Exchange, rethinking and reorganizing the foundation and community to push this vision forward in ways that include and empower more people and make our work more integrative and collaborative. Plurality is a budding common context connecting many communities. Fellow travelers might come from groups focused on defending traditional democracy who are starting to look to the future. They might be those focused on the future who are starting to imagine digital democracy. They might be in academic disciplines like artificial intelligence, cryptography, and economics. They might be in communities of practice in civil societies, technology, business, and politics, inclusive design, community organizing, and the arts. They might be part of religious communities, and so many others. Radical exchange can play a key role in bridging these groups, shepherding more cross-sectoral and cross-perspectival collaboration, and making the space more legible for fellow travelers to engage in. Our work here is just beginning, but we already see a highly generative community of pioneers researching and experimenting with plural technology. And importantly, there's an even wider community eager to test them in different settings, like governments, the private sector, nonprofit organizations, as well as blockchain networks. To this end, we aim to make Radical Exchange as open and transparent as possible, working more like an open source project than a traditional nonprofit foundation. As such, we want to provide tools like RxC Voice, but we also want to enable the community to collaborate more closely with us, to adapt the tools to their context and even build their own tools. We want to cultivate a strong social fabric among our community, but we also hope to see local and thematic subgroups self-organize and build their own social fabrics. We want to provide thought leadership and trailblazing experiments with new plural concepts, but we know answers to important questions may come from unexpected places. Thus, we now offer some of our latest thinking on new key puzzle pieces like soulbound tokens, cooperative ownership, and community currencies, as well as pointers on how to join us in continuing to develop them. Each has many open questions, and combining them with our basic building blocks is an incredibly rich design space. But the directions they point in are extremely compelling. Compelling to us, obviously, as people who are obsessed with democratic mechanism, but also much more broadly to all those who wish to see each other better, to honor and empower ways in which we are different, and to foster cooperation across them, to respect each other's participation and power, to facilitate grassroots economics and improve our social ability to form shared goals, to see mutualist, regenerative communities outcompete capitalism at managing capital. To help get us there, we plan to support a few interoperable working groups where new puzzle pieces will be shaped and tested. We encourage our community to join and help lead these working groups in cooperation with the foundation. Emergent leaders will take responsibility for setting goals, running meetings, onboarding new members, and so forth. Currently, our Discord is the place to join the conversation. And over time, we'll be developing more channels to further support the emergence, spread, and coherence of more working groups and chapters. Importantly, this is also only one thread of development among the many different possibilities our community could take on. That said, here's roughly how they might fit together. First, with non-transferable community tokens, or what we like to call soulbound tokens, our mechanisms can now formally recognize community structure. We envision a shared proof of personhood identity system in which each person's account holds a unique journal of soulbound tokens, representing their unique attachments to different social groups. This transforms plural funding and plural voting, which previously could only see atomized and purely self-interested individuals, and provided incentives to help those individuals coordinate. In reality, there are all kinds of groups and institutions who partially coordinate their members. Those in the same company, same blockchain community, same ethnic group, for example. This problem is generally fine at small scales where groups share richer context and can manually and not very transparently check for collusion. But using soulbound tokens, plural funding can improve coordination within and across groups in a more formal, transparent, and neutral way that scales. Members must hold the relevant community token to participate in the group's internal governance and funding decisions. But for broader decisions that include more people and other groups, those who are already coordinating and holding the same token see reduced matching. The incentives offset, and the system is able to subsidize and support bridging ties and unlikely consensus across previously uncooperative social groups. It also transforms plural ownership. In an individualistic setup, buying an asset is like giving up global influence for local influence. With soulbound tokens, which can gate access to not just governance, but a community's resources, the right to purchase need not be universal. Instead, it can sit within the relevant level of community. Now, buying an asset is giving up some amount of influence in the broader communities in which it sits. The Plural Ownership Group will be building an open standard for NFTs that incorporate self-assessed licenses sold by auction or Salsa. These Salsa NFTs can then be integrated into major marketplaces. There's already a channel for this team on our Discord, and another group is already organized and has their own website at partialcommonownership.com. The next and perhaps most ambitious puzzle piece is community currencies, which introduces the idea of plural money. The insight here is that we don't simply exchange with our friends and communities. It is much richer than that. We can't do this with strangers, so we use money. But money and universal currencies like Bitcoin actually undermine community by making it easy to uproot value/power accrued in one community and transplant it to another. Community currencies properly designed have a higher exit cost. Transactions are biased towards purchasing community assets via Salsa licenses and services that can't be directly removed from the community. While transfers to non-community members, measured by the social distance captured through soulbound tokens, are taxed. The Plural Money Group will work through design details like transfer taxes and eventually develop a basic common protocol that enables networks of communities to operate internal currencies. We have a Discord channel for this as well on the Plural Money channel. Finally, members can steer their communities democratically using RxC Voice or some other thoughtful democratic system. The RxC Voice group will scale the prototype and work to integrate it with chat and collaboration platforms like Discord in order to improve governance of DAOs. The horizon might be hazy, but we believe plural technology leads to better, more surprising places. As JCR Licklider once said, "On the frontier, we must often chart our own course by stars we have never seen."